book lovers. My name is Tandoluetu Binda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Tandoluetu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend that we are just reading with Tandoluetu. So, beloved family, I just literally wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. The last time I posted an episode, I did mention that I have a giveaway happening on my Bookstagram page. Thank you so much to everyone that did go onto my Bookstagram page and enter the giveaway. We did indeed have a winner, and the prize is on the way to the winner, and I really do hope that they will enjoy it. So thank you so much once again for 1,000 followers on Bookstagram. I truly, truly do appreciate it. And also, thank you so much for 5,000 plays on my podcast on Just Reading with Tandoluetu. So thank you so much for the support. Thank you for continuously telling a friend to tell a friend. I see you and your friends, and I'm so grateful. So please continue. Ningadinwa. Thank you so much. So without further ado, let's get into today's review. So for today, I am reviewing a book titled Dearest Mariki, A Mother's Journey Through Grief, Trauma and Healing. And this one is by Umam Luisa Zondo. The publishers of this book are Jacana Media. And this one is literally fresh out of the publishing house, and it's published in the current year, 2023. So let's just read a bit about what this book is all about. And this is directly from the back of the book. So it says, I went on an expedition to Mount Everest base camp 25 days after my son's death. The mountains wrapped me up in the softest blanket, clearing the path for me to decide to build on Ricardo's legacy of loving and caring for others, especially young people. As a mother of much-loved music star Ricky Rick, who died by suicide in 2022, Luisa Zondo's loss was shared by millions. However, Luisa's was a uniquely vast, lonely, and life-shattering grief, as the loss of her beloved Mariki brought to surface the devastating trauma from her past. In this book, Luisa Zondo takes the first steps into facing her grief. She finds herself speaking to her son in a series of letters and gradually unearths the words to express her love for him and the pain of losing him. In voicing that love, she tells the story of her life and the experiences that shaped her. Oh my word. Oh my word. I'll literally try not to really spoil the book, but I think I will just touch on, you know, a bit about what the book is about, okay? But I'll literally just try not to spoil it all too much. The only thing that I will say is, if you don't like spoilers, please stop this here. Go get yourself a copy, read your copy, and then come back. How about that, hey? So just a bit on how I actually, you know, got the book. So a friend of mine actually told me that, hey, there's actually a book launch that's happening, and I know that you're an avid reader, this is definitely something that you'd like. And I was like, say no more, tell me all the details. So she shared the details with me, and I was very amped. Also shared it with my friends, but unfortunately they couldn't make it, you know. And so as the day was actually approaching, I thought, oh my goodness, I was literally so overwhelmed by the thought of just going alone. I was like, oh my word, what am I gonna do the whole day on my own, right? And so the days before the launch, I was literally battling that to say, do I go, do I not go, what do I do? And I am so grateful that I literally decided to go, because that was such an amazing experience. And you know, the whole time that I was there, I was like, there is no such time as now. These are the spaces and rooms that I want to be in, you know, these are the type of people that I want to be surrounded with. So I was so grateful, you know, that thing inside me was like, you got to go, okay? And I'm so glad that I did listen to it, and I got to meet Umam Luisa. That's where I actually bought myself a copy, and literally when I got home, I started reading. I said, say no more. more. I've heard enough. I'm literally going to jump in. And can I just say how from the very minute I opened the book all the way to the last, I just kept on going. Literally, I dedicated my life and my whole being to finishing this book. It was that good. Like, it's one of those books that you just, you know, you just want to be drowned in its pages, you know. It was so good. It was so good. So let's get into the things that I loved about the book. Firstly, I loved the letters that she wrote to her son while she was at Mount Everest Base Camp. I did feel that those letters were written with so much vulnerability, with so much love, you know, and really just with you know, everything that she had, you know. And she was saying, this is where I am, and I'm pouring out my heart to you. This is what's happening. The journey is hard, but I'm sharing it with you. And I think, you know, that probably did help, in as much as it was also painful, just to feel that you're communicating, you know, with someone that you've lost, but because you're writing to them, it still feels like it's real time. But also because you know that they're not there, it hurts, you know. So it's just that in between. But I really felt that those letters were everything. They were really everything. They were just the mother pouring out her heart to her son, and yeah, it was amazing. And secondly, I really loved the honesty, the vulnerability, and the openness in which the book is written. You know, when they really say that she tells the story of her life and the experiences that shaped her, that's literally what she does. She leaves no stone unturned, and you really just get everything. You know, you get a full understanding of who Umam Louisa is, you know. And then thirdly, I really did feel that, you know, as I was reading, I found pieces of myself in the book. And, you know, on the day of the launch, I also experienced something of my own, you know, and something that I've been battling with for years. And, you know, on that book, it was just a lot. And I remember this was on the book launch, sorry. And I remember on the Monday, I had this dream, and I was just a mess. I literally was such a mess on that whole day. But the more I kept reading this book, the more I was like, okay, I really know what to do. You know, I really know what I need to do right here, right now. And it was literally just the say less moment. You know what I mean? I was like, loud and clear, I get it, you know. I really do get it. And I really did feel like the more I was reading, God was speaking to me directly to say, yes, you got the dream, girl. You're reading the book. You're literally getting the information. You literally, all the signs are there, and everything is loud and clear. All it is for you to do is, you know, do what you got to do, okay? And then the next thing that I appreciated was really how she speaks of grief, you know, and how she has ventured to live her life through grief, you know. And I love the fact that early on in the book, she also shares a bit about her experience of losing her father. And, you know, we get to experience her in all of those stages. And I think the more I was reading, the more I realized that grief hits different, obviously, when you are at different ages of your life, because when you're younger, you don't understand it. But the older you get, you sort of get to understand what, you know, you couldn't understand when you were younger. And it almost feels like all of those years are catching up to you, you know. But then when it happens as an adult, you have that understanding of, okay, it's supposed to happen, it's part of life. But also you have that thing of not understanding, to say, why, you know, why now, why like this, you know. So yeah, I really just appreciated, you know, how, you know, she was speaking about her journey and how she's dealing with it. And she's not saying it's any blueprint, but she's saying, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying every day. Days are definitely not the same. Sometimes I don't know who I am, but, you know, sometimes it really does feel like it's going to be okay. And that's what it is, right? That's what life is. And then the next thing that I loved was the fact that I got to learn so much from the book. And this was literally from so many of the themes that were covered in the book. I really felt that there was something to take out. You know, I didn't come out the same as I got into, you know, reading the book. And then what I also appreciated was the disclaimer that Umam Louisa made at the beginning of the book, just to say, if you are not ready to consume these pages, maybe park it for another time. And I think, you know, such disclaimers are so important, because sometimes we go into books and then you literally come out messed up. You literally like, you're You know what I mean? Like, you're just shook. You're like, wow, did I really have to go through that? So I really did appreciate the fact that you gave us that warning to say, make sure that you are ready to consume these pages, and also make sure that you are ready to deal with whatever that you might have that you haven't, you know, dealt with, or even just, you know, to be possibly triggered, you know. So I really appreciated that disclaimer. And then, like I said, lastly, I really just appreciated the fact that from the moment I picked up the book to the moment that I put it down, I was hooked. I was literally so hooked. And that's how reading should be. That's literally all we want from reading books. You know what I mean? So let us then move on to the themes that are covered in the book. And obviously, I might not be able to mention all of them, but these are some of the themes that I can remember at the top of my mind. So the book speaks about a lot of things, you know. It speaks about marriage, it speaks about abuse, it speaks about family dynamics, depression, grief, divorce, infidelity, parenthood, substance abuse, building a career. It speaks about rape, you know, and yeah, just to name a few, those are the things that I can remember. But you can definitely hear that from all of the things that it speaks of, most of them are heavy. Like, most of them are really heavy things, you know. And then let's move on, you know, to just a bit about, you know, about the book, or, you know, how the book flows. And that's something else I forgot to mention. I really did appreciate how the book flowed from one chapter to another. It was just seamless. Like, I literally didn't feel lost at all. I felt like she was really taking us on a journey of her life. And I understood, like, I knew that, okay, now we're here. Now we're at this step. We're coming from that step. Sometimes in books, you really just get lost. But I really appreciate the fact that I knew where I was, you know, in this book. And so basically she just takes us, like the book said, you know, she takes us through her life's journey all the way from childhood. She introduces us to a bit of history about her parents and her parents' upbringing. Then she takes us through, you know, her upbringing with her siblings and how life was in Durban, Mlazi, if I remember correctly. And she then, you know, speaks about growing up, going to varsity, the struggles thereof, and then obviously then having to start a career. And in starting a career, then she takes us through how that was, you know, after varsity, how it was to travel, you know, the difficulty also of moving around and, you know, trying to make a life for yourself, you know. She then touches on, you know, relationships, obviously meeting different people and how that flows. She speaks of marriage, she speaks of having children, you know, all of that, right? And all of the things that really hit you in between, you know, like the loss of her father, and then in sort of the end of the book, the loss of her son, you know. So I really did feel that the book did flow so nicely, and there's so much that I can say, but I don't even know how to articulate. But I really felt like this was such an amazing, amazing book, you know. And then there was a quote that really stood out for me. And the quote said, "We are not only one thing, we are many things." And I really thought, wow, like, I kept reading that quote over and over and over again. And I thought, how true. Like, this is so true, because so many times in life we really think we need to fit one, you know, into one box. We are one thing and we have one thing to offer. But this was just a good reminder, you know, to say we are not only one thing, you know, we are not only one thing, but we are many things. And at different times in life, you are different yous, you know, and that's okay. You know, that's just how life goes. But I also think, you know, what I really also did appreciate, or some of, you know, the biggest lessons that I got from the book was around parenthood, right? And not just parenthood, but also as a child relating to your parent, you know. As children, we have a lot of expectations for our parents, you know. And as children, we expect our parents to be perfect. And maybe that's because of also how they portray themselves, you know, or how we receive them. I don't even know what it is, you know. But all I know is we expect perfection from our parents. And the older we grow, the more we realize that our parents are actually not perfect. Half of the time, they don't even know what they're doing or where they are or what's going on, you know. And so they make a few mistakes. Some of them really might hurt us, even harm us. And some intentional, some not intentional, depending on, you know, the parents you have and what life has dealt you. But I think, you know, as I was reading, the only thing I kept thinking about was, you know, being able to offer yourself and those around you grace. And in this case, more so your parents, you know, just with that understanding of saying, if they could do better, most of them would. I know, like, some people unfortunately have really, you know, hard situations that they deal with, but I would like to believe most parents, you know, if they could, they would do the best, you know, and that always make sure that they don't harm their children, whether it be emotionally, mentally, you know, physically, you know, that really try their best to protect and shield. So yeah, I just kept thinking about offering our parents grace and being able to also let go of, you know, the areas in which they fell short when we were growing up, and also not trying too hard to correct their mistakes. I think a lot of times, like when you think of, more so if you're not a parent and you are sort of thinking about, you know, having children and what the future holds, you'll always think, I want to do better than my parent in this. But I think the danger in that is that you're focusing on that mistake and you're not allowing yourself to see everything else that you could be. Like this was saying, you're not one thing, you are many things, you know. And we're speaking about it with a friend just to say, allow yourself to parent the way you see fit. Don't parent and say, oh, my parents didn't do this for me, now I want to do it for my children. Doesn't have to be that. Yes, if that's part of what you want to do, good, but let that not be the only thing you want to offer to your kids, you know. Just be the best that you can be. So I really like started thinking a lot, and I thought, you're offering ourselves and others grace, but also being able to let go. I think the more I read the book, the more I realized there were so many things that I've been carrying and I've been carrying and I've been carrying. And the more I read, I thought, let go, let go, let go, you know. And I think that's why it was such a heavy book for me, but it met me at just the right time. It was heavy, but I was willing and able to face that heaviness, you know. It was time, it was really time. And when I think about it, I'm like, yo, some things date back like 13 years, and I'm like, it shouldn't take that long. It really shouldn't take that long. So yeah, this was really an amazing one. Like I said earlier on in the episode, I'm still repeating it now. Please do go grab yourself a copy and then come back to my Bookstagram page. Tell me what you think about this one. I really think this book is not getting the hype that it deserves. It is such a great book. So if you don't know what you're doing this weekend, you have a date with Dearest Mariki. No, Mam Louisa Zondo. So please do go grab yourself a copy. And again, thank you so much for listening all the way until here. Listen, at this point, this is a whole, you know, telenovela episode, my dear. Courtesy of Thando Lwethu. Thank you so much for listening all the way up to here. And like I always say, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.